This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A Colorado Springs resettlement agency is working to bring about at least 75 Afghan refugees to the state. The Gazette reports Lutheran Family Services Rocky Mountains will help them with vaccinations, health care, and connecting to local services. The refugees are just a small part of the up to 2,000 Afghans expected to settle in Colorado. It is the first day of fall, and Colorado farmers are busy harvesting. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackas reports.
Crops across the state are generally doing better than last year. Spring and summer rain helped. A report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows dry beans and sugar beets are doing well compared to the five-year average. But potatoes in the San Luis Valley are struggling, with 20% of the crop reported as poor. Many pastures are also hurting, with 21% reported as poor. Colorado ranchers are weaning their cattle early because of the dry conditions. Bill Meyer is with USDA.
Moisture is needed, hands down. You don't like to go into the fall with it this dry.
The dry soil is also bad for farmers planting winter wheat, which is underway. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackas, CPR News.
Roughly 155 acres of land could become part of Boulder under an annexation agreement approved by the City Council. The University of Colorado had purchased the land to expand its campus, but the CU South Expansion Project will now be used by the city for flood mitigation unless voters approve a ballot measure in November to stop it. Clear skies expected again around the state tonight. This is CPR News.